You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Lots has been happening with England and Wales blind golf this spring. They've been to South Africa for the International Blind Golf Association World Championships and just finished Match Play Championships nearer to home. We're going to catch up today with Andy Guildford, the Secretary of England and Wales Blind Golf, and blind golfer Danny Daniels and his wife Di about their love of the sport and experiences in South Africa. So Andy, can you briefly remind us what England and Wales Blind Golf do?
We bring people with sight loss together with sighted people through the love of golf. For 40 years, we've been running the charity, keeping people active who enjoy golf that might have lost the sight, plus people that's new to the game that through golf can get out and stay active.
And in March, you went over to South Africa. Can you tell us about the World Championships?
The South African World Championships has been in place for around 7 years now, but through COVID, it kept getting pushed back. So 7 of our members from England and Wales went across with their guides to play in the South African Blind Open and also the World Championships. The charity had some great success out there. A number of us were in first and second in both tournaments. So the South African Open, a few of us were in the top three there. And the World Championships, I won my category for B2, so I become B2 World Champion. John Eakin, who's been a member for our club for many years, won the overall net for competition. And John's such a good player. He plays off single figures and shows, you know, just through sight loss, what's still possible. And we also had Jason Bastable, who's the defending champion from Italy. He finished in the top 5. So we had a great turnout, really, and quite a bit of success for the charity.
And one of those players was Danny with his guide, Di. How did you both find South Africa?
We'd never been to South Africa before. Flew out. It's a long 11 and a half hours. But having got there, we had a week there before the championships. We thought we'd have our summer holiday early and see something of South Africa as well as a golf course.
Yeah, from my point of view, it was just wonderful because Daniel had been poorly before we actually flew. We didn't even know if we were going to get there. And he'd been looking forward to this for 3 years. So it was just wonderful that we actually got there. And he managed to not only have a week looking around Cape Town, but also he managed 5 days golf. What he hasn't said is he's 86. So to actually manage 5 days golf in 6 days anyway is quite a feat. But he enjoyed it so much. It was just so wonderful to see his dream come true.
And how long have you been playing blind golf, Danny?
Oh, I think I started around 2015 at Gouderloos. That was the opening ceremony of the year. And I joined there and met this man. Just as he's been telling you, he told me about blind golf and what I could achieve there. I thought, well, you know, that's fine for a young man in his 40s. But a man who even then was nearer 80 than 40. I wanted to just play golf with like-minded and like-sighted people and feel that I was contributing, but also being able to play on a level playing field with them. And so he told me about England Open Championships and World Championships and all sorts of wonderful stories that he has. And I thought, that's not me. I'm not going to get there. But then things changed. And I decided that I put together a little plan for myself. And the plan was simply I wanted to play in an international match. I wanted to play in the British Open Championship. And I wanted, if I could, play in the World Championship. 3 years ago, I qualified to play in the World Championship in South Africa. And that was absolutely marvelous that year. I could jump the moon. Then, of course, COVID came in and we had a long, long wait. And at one point in time, you know, you sit there and you think, am I going to make it? Because it is a dream. Every boy, I think, when they're young, wants to play football or cricket probably for wherever they live. For me, that's England. I got there and I'm absolutely over the moon getting there. And as I say, the start of that was Andy, who told me all about it, really, and the good stories about what you could do. And South Africa, the reception there, absolutely wonderful. And since we've been back, Di has made a little book up that we intend to keep here as treasures, and we'll send them across to my family, and it'll be a memento for them.
it's just been absolutely wonderful because we're absolutely a team. And I think that's true of everybody when it comes to a player and a guide. You just work together as a team. You know, Danny can't play without me and I'm disappointed when it goes wrong and I'm absolutely overjoyed when it goes right. And South Africa for me was just wonderful. The people we met were absolutely fantastic. It was just such a wonderful experience altogether. And I know Danny said, you know, he saw golf at a totally different level because we were there with the world's best. And although we've got quite a few good players in England, to actually be there with the world's best is absolutely fantastic. To actually see Danny fulfill his dream has to be wonderful. You know, we've been married a long time, close to 60 years. And so we just love to, you know, work together. And I just love to see him so happy.
Wipe your eyes dry, boy.
Andy, how does it make you feel to hear that?
It makes me very proud, to be honest. I spoke to a gentleman and his wife back when I was 30 to 20 odd years ago, Ron and Stephanie Tomlinson. And basically they told me about blind golf. And I grew up as a child struggling to come to terms with my sight loss, and golf basically gave me a way to accept my sight and my friends be part of it and help me overcome it, and kind of forced me into admitting about my sight because I used to hide it as much as possible. And through golf, there is nowhere to hide. You've got to ask for help. And that really helped me. And I heard about golf purely by mistake, and I rang Ron. And he told me, you know, we've got British Masters, we've got World Championships, we've got the British Open, we've got England against Scotland. And as a child growing up, it was what Danny said, everybody's dream. He kind of gave me a dream and I ran with it. And I was very lucky when I was young, had great support from friends and family, managed to get to the top of the rankings, but then kind of fell out of love with the game and packed in for 10 years. And when I came back, I met my wife through the charity. And we came back and my wife said, you know, if we come back, it's not going to be as competitive as what it used to be when you used to play, etc. And it was just come back and meet friends again. And I was in a lucky position to start playing in World Championships after that, only ever played in one purely through cost and having a young family. So to be able to go out to South Africa this year and witness what goes on in these events, I mean, I was very lucky to come away as a world champion in my sight category, but the bigger champion in this, the whole blind golf organisation, because as I said to everybody, we all made friends from the other side of the world and all shared experiences. So for Danny and Di to be able to share that together, to share that adventure, is very special. And this charity, like I say, through the work that Ron and Steph have done for 40 years and other trustees, give people an opportunity to live a life and go out and get these adventures and experiences.
The Match Play Championships, they happened very recently. What did they involve?
So the Match Play Championship really is the only knockout championship of the year. And it starts with a draw, literally taken out of a hat. So you never know who you're going to get until the day. And you aim to get 16 teams and then knock out all the way down to the winners. But we had added in, because we had more than 16 players, a scramble at the beginning. We had a couple of new people and we thought a scramble was a wonderful way to start the season and get together with everybody in an informal way so that we could chat and really enjoy our first day. So on the first day, we did get together, we did the draw, and we went out for a 9-hole scramble and everybody thoroughly enjoyed it. It was really good. And we were all looking forward to the next day after our AGM, which again starts our year. Unfortunately, the weather had different ideas. Overnight, there'd been quite heavy rain, so that meant no play for that day for the competition. A few people did go out and play. As the day went on, it looked really promising till about 6 o'clock in the evening. And unfortunately, the heavens opened and the course was really quite unplayable the next day, although some people did go round. There were no buggies and it was very boggy. So unfortunately, this year, we've come away without playing. However, that we got together with all our friends. And again, it was a wonderful weekend for making friends. Our new members made friends very quickly. And speaking to them, they actually thoroughly enjoyed it despite the lack of golf.
And what are some of your upcoming events?
We've got another tournament at the Warwickshire on the 4th of June, then another on the 5th of June at the Vale in Evesham. And then we've got 27th and 28th of June at Telford. the British Open, which is a world field, like the World Championships, is the 9th to the 13th of July. And then the British Masters, the 7th to the 9th of August at the Forest of Dean. Now, anybody out there that's listening to this that's interested in coming along, seeing what's involved, either taking up the game if you've lost your sight, or also anybody that's a volunteer that might feel that it's something that you can give back to the sport, some time helping as a spotter or a guide or anything, get in touch with a charity and come along to one of these days. Your mind would be blown at what's possible out there. But as Danny and Di have explained, you know, it's something that you can share as a family, as friends, or basically as somebody making a new friend with a stranger. You know, it just, blind golf brings people together, and that is the big vehicle about changing people's lives and getting keeping people active.
And Andy, where can people get in touch with England and Wales Blind Golf and keep up to date with what's happening with you?
So basically, you can contact us via email at enquiries.blindgolf@gmail.com. Now, that comes through to myself, secretary, and other officers within the charity. We've also got a website, www.ewblindgolf.co.uk, and also through social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and LinkedIn, and that's England and Wales Blind Golf and at EW Blind Golf. And there's a lot of videos on there and keeps people up to date with what's happening with the charity.
Thank you so much, Andy Guildford and Di and Danny Daniels from England and Wales Blind Golf for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about the World Championships.
Thank you, Amelia.
Thanks, Amelia.
Thanks a lot.